strung up together and go around the neck, you know, a couple times. What do you call those?
It's called a bead, a necklace.
Okay. And what do men, well, you used to wear more than you do now, really. You used to hold up their trousers.
Spenders?
Okay.
Galluses?
Are those the same thing? Galluses the same thing as spenders?
Uh-huh, yeah. That's what some of this is called, galluses. Uh-huh. I call them spenders.
Uh-huh. Would you say that those overalls have spenders? Is that? I mean, I always think spenders being long, but can it be short like that, too?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got places. I got a pair on my suit in there. It's got a place you can, little buckles where you can take them up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In case you lose some weight.
Well, the funny part of it, when I got them, well, they was too big for them, and a belt would come around tight enough, would kind of double.
Uh-huh.
And now, you imagine how much I've just this last Christmas got started.
Yeah.
She made so much candy and cake and just everything sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And had it in that wide room, boxes just full of it. And I go around there and get that.
Uh-huh.
We had company for a month long, coming and had that all the time. And I sure did start to grow it.
Yeah, well, do it to you. Buddy's my husband. Buddy's grandmother sends us, well, she's in Nashville, Tennessee, but she sends us big boxes of stuff every year at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, candy that she makes at home, mm-hmm. and cookies and fruitcake. Mm-hmm. And we get these big, we'll get one of those tin things like this, all full of fruitcake.
Yeah. Well, she's got some of them in there.
Oh, boy. I always try to make Buddy eat it so he'll get fat and not me.
Let's see right in there.
What is it?
Cake.
Don't you eat that, you pick that.
Yeah, but I've been that's my cake.
Oh, well, I'd eat that if it's my birthday cake. That's
Father
your birthday
Dan
cake?
Birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
I just had 10 candles on it. You want a piece of it?
Too early in the morning, thank you. What kind of cake is it?
Well, it's chocolate, but she calls it some kind of cake. That's them little things is on it.
Yeah, devil's cake.
Elephant or something. No, it's called it though.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I always have to make a chocolate cake for my husband.
Well, that's chocolate.
Yeah.
That's what I'd call it.
Chocolate cake with chocolate icing. And he always makes my birthday cake. Yeah. He makes me white cake with white icing. That's what I like.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Of course, I
well, she had every kind of cake nearly you can make.
Uh-huh.
Con pie.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love con pie. It's made right. Mm. Yeah. You go to...
Well, she makes them pretty good.
You go to the cafeteria or something like that and get con pie. It's not, you know, it's not any good, I don't think, compared to what you can make at home.
Uh-huh. She makes her, I don't know what she puts with it, but it's kind of waxy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know what you call it, waxy. It's not waxy, but
well,
it's kind of firm, like.
Uh-huh. Kind of like jello. Well, not like, well.
Yeah, kind of like heavy
pudding.
Jello. Yeah.
In a way. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It sure is. Good. Everybody else comes there, eats it, so
yeah.
I guess it is.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Well, we used to always have an umbrella,
uh-huh.
but we don't have one now anywhere.
You know, when I was growing up, nobody ever had an umbrella. We always used raincoats.
Yeah.
And then when I went out to Lubbock, everybody had an umbrella. So I had to go and get one.
Yeah. Well, I remember way back whenever my folks, mother and them, go through the buggy, you know, when it was rain or get out, I would carry that with them to raise it up. Of course, when I get in the buggy, I had to close it. Unless it was raining where I'd have to hold it out. Keep it dry.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then when you pull it in with you got all that wet umbrella in the in the buggy with you. What do you call that thing on top of the bed that you pull up when you make the bed?